Look at the fantastical shapes of these mountains. They resemble the complex forms of Chinese garden rocks, like those in the museum's Astor Chinese Garden Court, which are meant to convey the dynamic transformational processes of nature. The ostensible subject of this grandiose painting is a 7th century palace so vast that the emperor had to travel on horseback between its halls. But this historical illusion barely conceals the painting's true subject, which celebrates the lavish way in which the Kangxi emperor was welcomed to the city of Yangzhou in 1689, just 2 years prior to the painting's creation. The emperor's visit was regarded as an important event, marking Yangzhou's emergence as a cultural and economic crossroads. By the end of the 17th century, the center of Chinese culture had moved to this city, located on the Grand Canal, just north of the Yangtze River. Yangzhou had become a major trading hub for salt, a market dominated by a small number of salt merchants who had become fabulously wealthy. These newly rich decorated their homes in a lavish, ostentatious style, commissioning many large-scale works, such as this multi-paneled screen, which is richly colored with costly mineral pigments. Yuan Jiang, the artist, was a major figure in a group of professional painters who flourished in Yangzhou in the early 18th century.